She like, bitch, I might be. Said she had a secret, she needs it nightly. Excited by blood, leaned in and tried to bite me. Look at how we die, look at all my dead friends. See them on the north side, see them in the west end. Ain't nobody listening, so it ain't a question. Lost a couple decades, watch me for the next 10. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. Take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. It's take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. For a little something, this shit could get dangerous. At a kitchen table, pound full of wake up. On a two-dayer with the drug, then debate cup. My homegirl's neighbor, hit with the heat rash. Now she all over the place, sent the E-Trans. Pulling out the trump card, put it on her visa. 9 hours later, like, where my G's at? Look at where I come from, look at Big Mike. He stand about 5'4", but swing a big pipe. He'll let you watch him piss for some chicken and a Sprite. A bottle and a blizzard, you could get him for the night. Look at how we end up, look at all the MTs. Not a cent between us, scheming on a century. Bloodied, unbroken, believers and skeptics. Blacked out windows, three-way to the exit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. Take care, every day we on the same shit. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. From the north with the poor and the faceless. Look at where I come from, look at who I came with. It's take care, every day we on the same shit.
City. Always feeling good when you're with me. Then maybe hit the club or pub, have a drink poured up. Baby, you know that I'm down to it. Silly.
Pretty, fresh car, fresh suit. Damn, we be looking kind of cute. You know that I like this. And I can tell that you like this, like this. Feeling kind of cute. Fresh car, fresh suit. Damn, we be looking kind of cute. You know that I like this. And I can tell that you like this, like this. Feeling kind of cute. Fresh car, fresh suit.
Chill, cook food and stay in. Hook up the VR that we are playing. Maybe read a book under moonlight, baby. New from the first look, you my lady.
And I love you like the way I do. And I love you every day I do. We can at the lake rent a place for two. On me, baby, you can just say I do. Come on, fresh car, fresh suit.
tell that you like this, like this. You're feeling kind of cute. Fresh car, fresh suit. Damn, we be looking kind of cute. Come on, you know that I like this. And I can tell that you like this, like this. You're feeling kind of cute. Fresh car, fresh suit.
I'd rather hang with you.
Every day I do.
Taking in the view at the baseball too. When I'm waking up with you,
just say I do.
Come on.
And I love you.
We can drive through the city.
And I love you
when you're with me.
I do.
We can at the club or pub. Have a drink on me, baby. You know that I'm down to get silly.
Forget it. Fresh car, fresh suit. Damn, we be looking kind of cute. Come on, you know that I like this. And I can tell that you like this, like this. Feeling kind of cute. Fresh car, fresh suit.
Tracks like Rainbow in Beach Street. And I ain't saying they deceive me, cause even with these degrees, I still get, can I see your receipt, please? So it's back to the beat CDs. We burning the green, leaf at the desk like right, eat, sleep, breathe. We building peace, by peace, yo, we rocking these beats, power and speed. Be my hands and feet, we don't fold, you know we don't crease while we rocking it. Pretending the pressure's unrelenting. My neighbors hate me because they say my bass is never ending. We count pennies, then it's clever spending. I reap the benefits from banging out beats, then it's back to letter bending. And they want influence but lack perspective. You know, my giants have been quietly building. Just check the track record. You fucking with the master class professor. Pick a discipline, kid. We intimate. Chisel tips and instruments. And yeah, I used to never take initiative, but things change. Now I'm like, is the wizard quick screaming? This is it. Precision hits for Rhythm Nation, Citizen Smiths. Mouths watering and fingers lick while Viz Sloka can wash and flash in the pan. Kids fizzle quick. I'm asking myself when will we get it in, but for now I'm content just saying my prayers on the drum, asking for sustenance off the labors of my love. Something that means something, not that flavor of the month. It's like you're gonna go my way, but yo, I'm always on the run and I'm done. Like Lenny Kravitz's bastard son, she's like, you're gonna go my way, but girl, I'm always on the run. We building peace by peace, yo, we rocking these beats by speed. Be my hands and feet, we don't fall. No, we don't crease while we're rocking it. Yeah,
we're rocking it.
Piece by piece, yo, we building on beats, power and speed. Be my hands and feet, we don't stop. You know we don't cease while
we're rocking it.
Yeah,
we're rocking it.
listener-driven, never corporate program. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli. Located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Thank you.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Listen to Circle One every Sunday at 8 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Sunday Night Punk with Spanky Boy, Mean Man, and Tanyo.
Now no man's down in Española. Gonna rip the seat off, even turn the heat off. Back row with the roses on the mound where your cousin lived on. If we ever get through the rushing water, I know we'll make it out. If we ever get through the rushing water, I know we'll make it out. Holy water in the tumbler, forget the names like a mongrel. I'm getting hungry, oh she's up on the phone. Up a bum and sauce around her, smiles the stumble. Nobody ever took on the ground. Your mama don't give a damn what you fall upon. She know we went out. Your mother don't give a damn what you fall upon. She know. There's a clatter of a king can clank in the ground. 20 stories up, you still hear the sound. Top of the world, touching our faces in all the delicate places. And there's all this beauty just screaming out. It's like a goddamn forest out ready to sprout. It's cracking on the floors and the ground. And watch all making shapes in my mouth. Holy water in the tumbler, forgetting names like a bummer. I'm getting hungry. Oh, she's a bone fumbler. I'm a rumble, so it's a rumbler. It's my stumble, nobody ever took on the wrong.
listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Testing.
I had a dream.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Relatable Reviews for the first episode of 2025. A few days ago, I went to a New Year's party and found out about some traditions that I was ignorant to. Some of my friends did the grape challenge, where you have to eat 12 grapes during the last minute of the year, but there weren't enough grapes, so I couldn't participate. I would probably give the grape challenge a 1 out of 10 because I got no grapes, but it would be a 10 out of 10 if I had grapes. We all went outside and lit some sparklers a little after midnight and recorded videos to pretend like we were on time with the sparklers and all counted down in unison. The neighbors probably thought we just had our clocks wrong. I would give sparklers a 7 out of 10. And then some of my friends made sure to unfollow this guy Vexbolts on TikTok, which is a meme that I only found out about on New Year's Eve. It's the guy who made the "Let Him Cook" audio.
Let him cook!
And he's apparently been milking that meme like everyone else who gets famous off a meme. So everybody decided to band together and mass unfollow him. I don't know why everybody was following him in the first place, but I would give Vexbolts like a 3 out of 10. Of course, there's New Year's resolutions, which I never really follow. For this year, I'm going to try and set myself a goal to watch one new movie, one new album, and then one old movie and one old album each week, just so I can stay up to date with the current arts and give myself a chance to watch some oldies that I never gotten around to, and so I have a consistent stream of stuff to review on this show. In conclusion, I would give 2024 probably like a 5 out of 10. Anyways, on to the reviews for the day. On today's schedule, I got 3 2024 albums, ranging from good to mediocre to bad, and ranging from January to July to December. First up, an album that came out July 19th, I Love You So Effing Much by Glass Animals. The only other album that I had heard previously by them was How to Be a Human Being, which wasn't really my cup of tea. It had some great tracks and some very forgettable tracks and some real stinkers of songs. I would give it a 5 out of 10 if you're curious. But this album was quite an improvement. This album has a stronger sonic identity and a stronger level of consistency. The sounds being pulled are really nice. I love the spacey, airy, and synth-heavy dream pop and house-inspired sound of the album. I think sometimes it went a little too overboard with something like Wonderful Nothing being a little too dramatic and overproduced. The opening choir build-up and then the main bassy and piano-heavy style along with the lyrics talking about sucker punching makes it sound like a song made for a boxing movie trailer or something. But besides a few bits and pieces, the production was really stellar. I love the small moments and attention to detail with some minuscule additions to songs, like a whistle that lasts a few bars, or a rattle noise in the mix of the drum beat, or the small moments in the last track, Lost in the Ocean, where the song just takes a beat for the listener to just breathe and take in the lush and airy soundscape. Really good stuff. So yeah, I love almost all the production, but I'm still not really on board with Dave Bailey, the lead singer. For the most part, he's fine, but on the worst track, A Tear in Space, his singing is honestly really bad. The chorus, "Wata," is very grating and repetitive, and he's really pushing it with his moments of attempting to go really high octave and pull off a falsetto moment. None of their lyrics really pulled me in, and I feel like a lot of the lyrics had the attitude of pretending to be cooler than they really were. Like the 3 in the morning moment on Creatures in Heaven, where he's trying to sound like he's pulling off a clever rhyme scheme, but it just sounds like a meme of a rap battle where they try and pull a bunch of double entendres out of nowhere. 3 in the morning, be in the moment, here in the moment, free in the moment, nearly a moment,
Robin Hood, like I'm Robin Hood, then I'm Robin Hood, but I'm Robin Hood.
And then, of course, there were some simply cringe lines, like Dave calling himself scrumptious on Wonderful Nothing. So, yeah, the production, attention to detail, and vibes were top-notch, but I don't think I'll ever fully be on board with Dave Bailey. But overall, quite a good album. Better than I expected. My favorite tracks were Lost in the Ocean, Show Pony, and White Roses. And I would give I Love You So Much a 7 out of 10. I guess he's right that you live and learn. Next up in this descent to madness is The Skeleton Key, a collab album from The Alchemist and Rock Marciano from mid-December. I'm a huge fan of The Alchemist as a producer. I love his production on his album Bread. I love some of the stuff on Food Villain. I love his production on select Kendrick Lamar songs, namely Meet the Grams from the Kendrick Drake beef. He's just got a huge and impressive catalog. And I'm not well-versed in Rock Marciano. This was the first thing I've really heard him on, but he's clearly got some skill. Clearly two artists who are capable of greatness, but I felt that greatness was really lost on this showcase. There's nothing that's that bad on this album, and in all honesty, I didn't really give this a fair chance. But on first listen, I'm really not into it. I was excited from the first track, which is easily my favorite, Mystery God.
Because we are faced at a time so critical that God himself came, raised up a reminder among us to wake us up.
I love the sample flip and the way the additional dialogue samples are put throughout. But it is a relatively lower energy track, which is good for an opener sometimes. I was expecting the album to be starting with this lower key track that just lays down the tone with a simple introduction to the styles of rock and alk before moving into the meat of the album, the last lyrics even being just getting it started. But the only way to make this really work is to follow that low key opener with a really hard hitting and driven song, or else it ruins the momentum, in my opinion. Not only does Street Magic, the second song, which is very slow and lacking in percussion, ruin the momentum, but it never really picks up from there. It was just very one note. Each song would probably work as a piece of an album, better structured and suiting around these slower songs, but with an intro that sounds like it's building up to something more, only to find out after the album is over that the opener was the one song with some real compelling song structuring, is just kind of disappointing. My favorite song was Mystery God, and I honestly don't remember like any of the rest of the songs. And I would give this project a 5 out of 10.
Yo, you see the smoke signals, used the baking soda, made the coat sizzle. Stones broke to chisel, continue to the boulders little. I'd be rich, I'm old and brittle, load up the frontal. Loaded. With enough blow to make the entire ocean ripple.
Now, last but least, is an album that came out way back in January, but I only got around to recently, and that is Saviors, the most recent Green Day album, and it is bad. I imagine it's better than their album before this one, Father of All, because I heard that project was just awful, but this newest project is not good either. This is just some real corny old man rock. Just a bunch of stale, crumpled up, processed rock songs with a few good nuggets. There's a few especially noteworthy tracks. One-Eyed Bastard is the first abomination of the album. The opening several seconds contains all the overdone garbage that continues throughout the song. It opens with a melody derivative of So What by Pink, and then it transitions immediately into the musical theater villain monologue type piano, followed quickly by the very tired Ayos, and the even tireder sea shanty pirate sing-along sound for the chorus that are packed with some very cheesy lines like Vendetta is a friend of mine, revenge is sweeter than wine, and of course with the bada bing bada bing bada boom chorus, a really notably bad song.
You won't be laughing when I'm making you cry.
Corvette Summer is the second abomination, probably the worst lyrics on the whole album, talking about effing it up on his rock and roll, dropping a bomb on his rock and roll, just meaningless poop writing. Combine the uninspired lyrics with the awkward sounding harmonies, cringy ad-libs, overproduced soundscape, and misplaced cowbell, just lends to a recipe for a stinky song. I think they were making an 80s glam rock attempt at a summer jam, and it just comes off as very embarrassing. Besides those two especially bad songs, Goodnight Adeline and Father to a Son are pretty good. Especially Father to a Son, which is really the only song that I would ever consciously listen to again, like on purpose. And then the rest of the songs are forgettable. I'm really left with almost nothing after 46 minutes of music, except for the memory of anger for most of this project. My favorite songs were Father to a Son, Goodnight Adeline, and I guess Living in the 20s. And I would give Saviors a 3 out of 10, and the honor of worst album I listened to that came out in 2024.
Father to a Son.
And that's it for the album section of the review, but as I was writing this, Alchemist, the producer of Skeleton Key, dropped a new song called Floppy Disk, and for the first time in a while, I think, since some of his debut stuff, he's rapping on it. There's no feature rapper, he's the rapper on it. And he's not the best lyricist, it's clear he's a little bit rusty at rapping, his flow isn't great, but what really carries the song is that he's clearly having fun with it. Some of his bars are really good, it's just they don't always flow great, but again, the best part of the song is just the Alchemist is clearly having fun with it. The production is great. It's very whimsical and wobbly, and it's great to hear Alk being whimsical. And I would give that song probably like a 7.5 out of 10, earning it the best thing on the episode.
When they fall in, it sound like a tree in the forest. As it shows, everybody repeating the chorus. Zodiac, Scorpio, my G is a Taurus. Dusting off old discs, I keep in storage.
And that's pretty much all I got for you today. Check out Review Ronnie on Instagram for more info and past episodes of my show. And before you listeners leave, it's time for Ronnie's Joke of the Week. What would you call a collab album between the artist who made Floppy Disk and Skeleton Key and Slipknot? Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist.
See you next time on Ronnie's Resentful Reviews.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Downtown Underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW Friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Shh.
Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
laddies and lasses, you're listening to CKUW. It's Better Than Haggis.